Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, we'll be discussing billionaire Peter Thiel rocking the financial world with his prediction that the price of Bitcoin will increase 100x to go over $4 million per coin. Also be sharing the latest technical analysis and FOMC updates shared today, as well as Bitcoin records a whopping 661% increase in the hash rate in the past 2 years. I'll be breaking down this latest data, as well as breaking news. BlackRock study reveals that the optimal Bitcoin allocation in a portfolio is 84.9%. Let that sink in. We'll also be discussing the trader who called the 2023 crypto rally has a gut feeling on Bitcoin's next big move. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as the latest from quant analyst Plan B, who says a full-blown Bitcoin bull market is underway and predicts that Bitcoin overtakes major asset classes. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to y'all just joining us. This is pod number 1353. I'm your host, JV, and today is July 26, 2023. And guess what? The market is back in the green. Let's go. Checking out today's market watch, we can see Bitcoin pumping, trading at 29,000. We have Ether trading just under 1900, with Solana, one of the top gainers, up 9%, trading back above 25 bucks. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at 1.18 trillion with 28 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with Bitcoin dominance at 48.3%, with the Ether dominance on the climb at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Compound leading the pack, up 15%, trading above 71 bucks, followed by Solana, up over 9%, trading above 25 bucks, and Synthetix, up 5%, trading at $2.91. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, Comp also leading this, up about 15%, Solana up 9%, and you have Koss up 6.5%, and the majority of the alts back in the green. Let's go. And shout out to everyone out there in the live chat. Right now, you can see the Crypto Greed Fear Index. We're rated a 51 neutral, yesterday a 50, last week a neutral, 50, and last month a 55 in greed. So there you have it. How many of you took advantage of the most recent dip sub 30,000 Bitcoin? We still sub 30. Let me know. Put BTFD in the live chat or in the comment section right below this video. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and the latest updates with the FOMC meeting. And yeah, and again, massive shout out to everyone out there. Bitcoin shifted towards 30,000 on July 26th as the Fed delivered a fresh interest rate hike. And I think it went as expected. You can see the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart right here. Data from Cointelegraph and TradingView showed Bitcoin's price performance strengthening after the FOMC took rates a quarter of a percent higher as anticipated. While still fairly quiet, Bitcoin was still yet to react to the press conference, but we just started pumping right before I hit the record button. So I guess you can say overall it's been bullish. And quoting them here, all market participants will listen to the subtle nuances of what is typically a carefully crafted post-announcement statement, and those words will move the markets as they tend to.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Confirmation of a hike of 25 basis points still brought the benchmark interest rates to their highest level since 2001. And in a press release, the FOMC further hinted that should its roadmap towards 2% inflation become hindered, it would be prepared to take additional measures. Now, quoting them again, the committee seeks to achieve maximum employment and inflation at the rate of 2% over the longer run. In support of these goals, the committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate from 5.25% to 5.5%. And it shared the following: the committee will continue to assess additional info and its implications for monetary policy and determining the extent of additional policy firming that may be appropriate to return inflation to 2% over time. Good luck with that one. The committee will take into account the cumulative tightening of monetary policy, the lags of which monetary policy affects economic activity and inflation and economic financial developments. That was a mouthful. Now, looking at the CME Fed Watch tool, meanwhile, showed less certainty that the next FOMC meeting in September would yield a repeat. And discussing the implications, financial commentary resource, the Kobasi letter noted that while every FOMC member had voted for the latest hike, this may not speak to the harmony over the policy over at the Fed. In a social media reaction, it argued that between every meeting, all Fed officials publicly disagree with each other. Interesting, right? Quoting them here. Is the Fed really as united as they make it seem? Great question. What are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. And do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to continue pumping off the back of this news? Let me know as we're marching back towards that $30,000 psychological level. And obviously, we're heading towards the end of the month. I love for July to close above 30. I think that would be the critical line in the sand to continue with the bullish momentum in which we created thus far this year. But now let's discuss the latest, and that's everything regarding the Bitcoin hash rate. It's up over 600% in the past a couple of years. So this data is actually quite insightful because, as they say, Bitcoin price follows the hash rate, right? The choppy market caused several headwinds for Bitcoin miners as the hash rate reaches new record highs. The rise comes ahead of the much anticipated halving event slated for next spring, roughly 9 months out, that's expected to catalyze the largest crypto assets price action. Recent data suggests Bitcoin's hash rate increased by nearly 661% in the last 2 years, according to CryptoQuant CEO. Such a feat demonstrates the network fundamentals are stronger than ever. That, my friend, is a fact. We know that the stronger the network gets, the more difficult it is for hackers or bad actors to ultimately attack it. And the more you attack it, ultimately, the stronger Bitcoin becomes and the stronger the hash rate. Now, the hash rate can be referred to as the computational power used to mine the crypto. The upcoming halving event will slash the miner rewards in half, which we all know. The rising hash rate comes off the backdrop of the all-time high mining difficulty of the network, which currently stands at roughly 54 trillion. Now, the ordinals craze has a crucial role to play as well, which is the NFTs. As Bitcoin miners started deploying more and more mining machines, thereby boosting the network's computational power. And while the hash rate and mining difficulty hovering near records highs indicate miners are bullish on Bitcoin, and that has not stopped them from selling large volumes of Bitcoin and crypto exchanges at a profit, as per Bitfinex's latest study, which I covered a few episodes ago. Such a trend potentially showcases the new miner behavior. And meanwhile, JP Morgan, which is the largest bank in the United States, JP Morgan Chase, their analysts suggest the Bitcoin price as well as the transaction fees will need to rise significantly to compensate for the lower block reward following the upcoming halving event, especially the volatile electricity costs and increasing competition amongst miners that have shot up the costs of production. And finally, the multinational investment bank previously predicted Bitcoin could go up by another 75% this year if it gets embraced as a similar investment tool as gold. Can someone here in the live chat run the math? What is $30,000 times 75%? We know times 100%, it would be $60,000. So I'm just going to throw a ballpark rough estimate out there that they're predicting roughly a $50,000 price action this year in 2023. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that analysis. And yeah, cheers to a higher hash rate, a higher difficulty, and a strong Bitcoin network overall. Now let's discuss breaking news on everyone's mind. BlackRock has said that the perfect ideal allocation for Bitcoin in a portfolio is 85%, 84.9. We can round up, right? Now, you run the math. Could you imagine if a $10 trillion asset manager actually followed what they're saying and invested 85% of their portfolio into Bitcoin? What would that mean? Well, considering that the current Bitcoin market cap is roughly a half a trillion, just to round, make it even numbers, holy moly. I mean, 85% could take Bitcoin's market cap. I'm just throwing rough estimates out there, but potentially $5 trillion. And that's just only if BlackRock did that. What if all the major institutions, the Fidelities, etc., all did the same? You already know, fam, reaching new levels we have never seen and many of you aren't even anticipating. So let's discuss this. This is a pretty big story. In a groundbreaking asset allocation study, we have BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, suggesting a game-changing Bitcoin revolution for investors seeking to maximize their returns. Let's go. The study, which tracks Bitcoin and a standalone investment asset, could be nothing short of transformative. You can say that again. And while the study was written last year, it has gained new profound popularity across Twitter. So here we go. The study conducted in April of last year analyzed the performance of Bitcoin as an asset from July 2010 to December of 2021 on a monthly basis. BlackRock's findings indicate that for a 60-40 portfolio, which means 60% equities and 40% bonds with a fixed risk aversion of Y equals 1.5, the optimal allocation to Bitcoin is an astounding 84.9%, and the remaining 15.1% is suggested to be split between equities and bonds with a 60-40 ratio. Now, I love that personally because I'm like practically 99.9% Bitcoin, but that's just me. Let me know if you agree with their Bitcoin allocation strategy. Now, commenting on the study, we had Joe Burnett from Blockware who remarked, great chart published by BlackRock. Investors with long-time horizons should hold overweight equity portfolios. However, now that Bitcoin exists as a superior form of money and savings technology, investors should consider an optimal Bitcoin allocation of 80 to 100%. I agree with that. Let me know your thoughts. Burnett's observations raise his eyebrows as he believes that it all investors adopt BlackRock's recommendation of their Bitcoin allocation, the value of Bitcoin can soar to extraordinary heights. Obviously, he suggests if total global wealth is $800 trillion as of today, Bitcoin would be $190 million per coin. Can I repeat that? Bitcoin would be $190 million per coin. Send it and let's freaking go. This potential surge in Bitcoin's value would make it worth more than five times the total combined value of equities, real estate, and bonds. Take that, Peter Schiff. Now, the implications of such a move by investors would be far-reaching as it could significantly impact the overall financial landscape, obviously. However, the idea of Bitcoin as a must-have asset in every portfolio is gaining traction, as it should. Several banks have come out with a Bitcoin price prediction of above $120,000 over the past few weeks, which includes Standard Chartered, which the primary shareholder of Standard Chartered Bank, who made that $120,000-plus price prediction for the King Crypto, the primary shareholder is BlackRock. Let that sink in once again. Notably, BlackRock's report acknowledges the extreme volatility of Bitcoin, but as Michael Saylor describes that, that's nothing more than life force, and we know the force is strong with BTC, but also highlights its pronounced positive skewness, which makes large allocations to the digital asset highly appealing and potentially dominating in utility functions. That's right. The study is also interested in saying it could shed light on how heavily BlackRock could promote Bitcoin after the spot ETF is potentially approved by the SEC. So no clarity, Gary. Get on it. Here's an important to remember the story of the first gold ETF, which could repeat itself for Bitcoin. The gold price rose fivefold after the first ETF back in 2004. A weighty reason for this was the global presence of BlackRock's financial advisors, who promoted a 5% gold allocation in each portfolio as a must-have. Now, what if the spot Bitcoin ETF gets approved by the SEC and they recommended 85% allocation? You already know. Now, speaking of ETFs, the countdown for the first spot Bitcoin ETF approval is approaching fast. BlackRock filed for its spot ETF in mid-June, with the first deadline for the SEC response set for September 2nd. While the SEC has not yet approved the spot ETF, many analysts believe the BlackRock stands a strong chance at being first. That's right, because of the track record is something like 575-1, so the SEC rarely tells BlackRock no. Now, however, ARK and 21Shares Bitcoin ETF are first in line, according to ARK Invest's Kathy Wood. After the refiling passed the first deadline, the second one is due on August 13th. Moreover, Bitwise's first deadline ends one day before BlackRock on September 1st. Interesting. So talk about the domino effect. Let's go as the Bitcoin game theory continues in full effect. And they also point out here, ARK could be delayed again by the SEC until after the ruling of the Grayscale case with a 70% win ratio. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these thoughts. And overall, what do you think about BlackRock's allocation strategy for a portfolio being 85% recommended? Do you agree with that? Give me a big fat thumbs up in the live chat or in the main comment section right down below. And massive shout out to everyone out here in the live chat. At the end of the show, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud. So please be as active as possible as the Bitcoin price continues to pump. And who knows, maybe we can get a 30,000 price action before the end of today's show. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Now let's discuss the next big move for the King Crypto, shall we? According to this analyst, we're talking about Don Ault. He tells us 500,000 Twitter followers he believes the crypto markets are ripe for a sell-off event. And looking at Bitcoin's chart, Don Ault says the Bitcoin is flashing signs of bearishness after moving below its immediate support of 29.9, quoting him here alongside this chart. Now, the technicals are bearish, still have the same gut feeling. It is what it is. We all simply ignore the market until vibes improve. And earlier in the month, he said that it's lights out for Bitcoin if it loses the key psychological level of 30,000, which has since manifested. And according to Don Ault, a sustained move below 30,000 would send Bitcoin to as low as $20,000. Now, in my humble prediction, my two Satoshis, I think it is not that probable that we go back down to 20,000 or sub 20,000. I'd throw a 20 to 30% probability at most. I think we're most likely to continue to go up, but that's just me. Let me know your two Satoshis in the live chat. Now, with Bitcoin now trading below that key level, but barely, the crypto strategist says that Bitcoin has until the end of the week to reclaim 30,000. That would be right in time for the closing of July, right? The lights are flickering all around me. Are they going out? We shall see next Sunday. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the warning from the crypto analyst. Now for the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, and his analysis. And then we'll dive into the greatest and latest from Peter Thiel, the PayPal co-founder and billionaire tech mogul. And then we'll dive into our live Q&A. So yeah, here's what Plan B has to say regarding the market. Closely followed quant analyst Plan B says Bitcoin is now on its way to expanding by trillions of dollars to compete with some of the biggest asset classes. Bring it. The synonymous analyst tells his almost 2 million Twitter followers that Bitcoin is now in the early stages of a bull market that may allow large players like BlackRock to accumulate Bitcoin while it's low. That's right. Quoting him here alongside this chart is in stage one, early bull market, which you can see in the blue. And of course, BlackRock wants to buy cheap just before the ETF approval. Makes sense. And just before stage two, full blown bull market. Let's go. Plan B popularized the use of the stock the flow, which aims to measure the newly created supply of an asset that is being created over time relative to its existing supply, basically supply and demand. And after Bitcoin's next halving, which cuts the newly created Bitcoin issued to miners in half, Plan B says stock the flow will suggest that Bitcoin will ultimately become more scarce than real estate and extremely undervalued compared to other commodities like gold, silver, and diamonds. Quoting him here, Bitcoin stock the flow 5.8 market value $400 billion is extremely undervalued compared to gold, which has a stock to flow 60 and market value of 10 trillion. And in comparison to diamonds with a stock to flow of a 40 with a market value of 1 trillion and compared to silver with a stock to flow of 30 and a market value of 500 billion. How will the markets react after the 2024 halving when Bitcoin stock to flow goes to 110 greater than real estate? So there you have it. Let me know how you think this will likely, what will likely happen to the price action as a result. And in a new strategy session, he says he envisions Bitcoin surging to about 50,000 as Bitcoin approaches its next halving event. I think that's a very realistic target here personally, quoting him. The big question is, what will the price be at the 2024 April halving? We can try and estimate that from only this 200-week moving average. The 200-week moving average increased currently at about $500 a month. So 9 times 500 will be 4,500. And Bitcoin's 200-week moving average right now is as little under 28,000. So 28,000 plus 4,000 as well, 32,000. 200-week moving average at the halving, approximately. And Bitcoin would be above that, right? And usually it would be like 50% above that, which would indicate a range of Bitcoin at the halving between $40,000 and $50,000. So there you have it, coming directly from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. Let me know if you agree or disagree disagree that we're likely to see a $40,000 to $50,000 Bitcoin price action within the next 9 months around the time of the halving in 2024, scheduled to be roughly in April. We'll see how that plays out. And now for the moment you have all been waiting for, and that's the latest from Peter Thiel. I think it was back in 2022. He was the keynote speaker at the Bitcoin Miami conference, the biggest conference there is. And he made a very, very bullish prediction. At this time, Bitcoin was trading just above 40,000. And he says he personally believes Bitcoin is likely to rise 100x in value, ultimately predicting a $4 million plus Bitcoin price. And I also respect him a lot because of some of the things he shared and calling out some of the forces of evil, in which, much respect. So let's break this down. Then we'll dive into our live Q&A. So yeah, here we go. Bitcoin, we know the world's largest crypto by market cap, is poised for astounding gains in the next few years should Peter Thiel's latest prediction pan out. And that's correct. He made this prediction at the Bitcoin 2022 summit in Miami. And he also called out and mocked Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Larry Fink, and Jamie Dimon. Absolutely the forces of evil right there. Larry Fink being the BlackRock CEO, Jamie Dimon being the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, and we all know Warren Buffett and his infamous prediction saying, oh, Bitcoin is rat poison square, and we all know Bill Gates does no good for this world, just stating the obvious. And if you want to watch it directly coming from his mouth, I'll include this in the show notes below the video in the description. It's a great speech, definitely one of my favorite keynote takeaways from this event. And he also goes on to share regarding the ESG FUD. ESG is just a hate factory. It's a factory for naming enemies, and we should not be allowing them to do that. When you think ESG, you should be thinking the Chinese Communist Party. And that's why I say much respect to Peter Thiel. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But nonetheless, as we noted, let's not talk about energy because we know all that is FUD. So let's get to here, turning his verbal gun towards Warren Buffett, who was famously termed Bitcoin rat poison squared. Thiel rallied against the sociopathic grandpa. That's hilarious. While also disparaging the finance gerontocracy, as encapsulated by Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Larry Fink, and Jamie Dimon. Now, in what was arguably the centerpiece of his address, Thiel noted the Bitcoin was deliberately being undervalued as it is the most honest market in the world, thereby serving as the proverbial canary in the gold mine. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is the canary in the coal mine. It was telling us that inflation is coming. That's right. It is telling us that central banks are bankrupt. That's right. It's telling us that we are at the end of the fiat money regime. You're damn straight. Thiel then observed that Bitcoin's true competitor was not Ethereum, but global equities. He correctly noted that one of the primary factors behind the bull market of the past 40 years was the historically low inflation in the post-Volcker era. However, now that inflation has returned, Bitcoin should outperform equities. You're damn right. We repeatedly highlighted a Bitcoin soaring correlation with the U.S. equities. In fact, currently around 48% of the moves in Bitcoin are accounted for by the corresponding moves in the benchmark S&P 500. And back in January of last year, this correlation stood at roughly 60%. Nonetheless, if Thiel's predictions pan out, Bitcoin will likely exit this troubling correlation regime of the near future, setting the stage for outsized gains. In fact, Thiel believes that there should be a parity between the market cap of global equities and that of the king crypto, BTC. And for reference, global equities currently has a market cap of roughly 115 trillion, while the metric for Bitcoin is hovering at that time he made the prediction of 807 billion, probably more accurately close to 600 billion at today's market cap. You could confirm that, please, in the live chat. But quoting him here, I am still hopeful that Bitcoin goes up by a factor of 100x. Now, we all know 100x from 30,000 price action is roughly 3 million per coin. But again, at the time he made this prediction, Bitcoin was hovering just above 40,000. So 100x from 40,000 would put Bitcoin in the ballpark of $4 million per coin. If you think this prediction will turn true or not, let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.